This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. RTD is limiting the number of riders on buses and trains in Metro Denver to promote social distancing. Buses will be limited to 15 to 20 passengers and will bypass stops if those limits are reached. RTD says it will add buses on the most popular routes. Light rail cars will be limited to 30 passengers. The changes come after protests from some drivers who say they don't feel safe. Governor Polis delivered his update today in front of the Colorado Convention Center in Denver, which is being turned into a field hospital with the help of the Army Corps of Engineers. Polis expects the facility will have at least 2,000 beds in about 2 weeks to treat COVID-19 patients ranging from critical condition to asymptomatic. He says the facility will give hospitals some relief.
I don't expect, and I don't think any of us should expect in Colorado, that this facility will ever have to be full. Unfortunately, I also don't expect that it'll be completely empty.
Colorado has more than 6,500 cases and more than 200 have died from COVID-19. From California to the New York Island, some folks are taking time each night at 8 o'clock to howl as a way of thanking healthcare workers and first responders. The nightly howl is a U.S. twist on the balcony applause and singing in Italy and Spain. 54 degrees with cloudy skies in Vail. It is 67 and mostly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR News.